Uh-oh. Since I'm just passing through, I was asked to speak a little bit about kirtan also. Actually, it lives up to the advertisement, because speaking about kirtan is also kirtan. There's 9 different types of methods of achieving perfection, spiritual perfection. The first one is hearing. The second one is called kirtan, or chanting. And that kirtan or chanting can be either singing the mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, or other mantras, or it can also be discussing that science of spiritual perfection, that is also kirtan. So we're actually living up to the advertisement of kirtan night, talking about kirtan. In the ancient Vedic wisdom, Lord Sri Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, satatam kirtayanto mam. Should always be engaged in kirtan. Satatam means always. Kirtayanto mam. Chanting about me. So what is this special flavor that's there? Kirtan is becoming very popular now, actually. It's becoming a global phenomenon. I'm seeing and traveling all over the world. I just even recently went to Turkey, a Muslim country. And I had a whole hall full of Muslims chanting Hare Krishna. And this is the first time that I've ever heard it or chanted it. But we actually took a video of it. I have it here if you want to see. I have the DVD right here in my bag and a little computer. You can see how these Muslim people are also in great chanting Hare Krishna in great delight. What is it about kirtan that attracts, that uplifts? What is that power? What is that amazing miracle of kirtan, you see? That we're actually witnessing as we're traveling around the world kirtan tour right now, introducing and spreading the kirtan wherever we go. We went to Germany and Finland and Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Bulgaria, the Netherlands, Qatar, India and Malaysia, now we've come here. This amazing phenomenon of kirtan reconnects the living being with the true nature of the self. That's what it does. You see. That's what it does. We grow up in a society which conditions us to think, speak, and act as something other than what we really are. And that's why we're so frustrated, even though we might make some money and have some position in society. Somehow we haven't really connected with our true self. But kirtan is an ancient healing art, the original healing art that heals not... Of course, the body is benefited also. But this healing art touches the inner self, the soul, you see, which is even more subtle than the mind. So this is the ultimate healing art. Kirtan is the ultimate healing art. Because it reconnects the living being with his or her original true nature as a tiny particle, an emanation from the Supreme Absolute Truth. And once we get reconnected with that original nature, which is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, then our frustration we feel of temporality, that's a frustration we feel. Temporality is actually a cause of anxiety. Because we're afraid of death. You see. We don't like this feeling of temporality. We want to be eternal. But we're forced by nature, material nature. Into the body is forced to die. But the thing is, kirtan takes us beyond the bodily concept. Elevates us to the spiritual platform. Where life is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Kirtan is a key that actually unlocks the door. Right now we're in a realm of temporality, ignorance, and misery. And kirtan is the key. We open the door to another dimension of consciousness, eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So most people are too attached to their quote-unquote comfort zone, which is actually, I call it a discomfort zone. Birth, death, old age, and disease, they call it their comfort zone. They don't want to venture into new dimensions of consciousness. for those who were more courageous and daring, you see, who are willing to venture into new dimensions of consciousness, then kirtan is actually the key, we could say the airplane that will carry us into that new dimension of consciousness. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, this kirtan. 500 years ago, an incarnation of God came to India. His name is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he spread this kirtan movement all over India. It was very, very popular. Whole villages adopted this program, kirtan. After Lord Chaitanya went to their village, in fact, even today, you can go to South India. I've told, been reported to me. Someone I knew, they went to a South Indian village where every night the whole village comes out. The whole village does this kirtan like we're doing now. And they say, we don't know why we do it, but it's been going on for many centuries. We do it every night, the whole village, we chant Hare Krishna. And it turned out it went back to 500 years ago when Lord Chaitanya had visited a village. So this is actually, this movement, just at the same time the European Renaissance was going on in Europe, there was a spiritual, a kirtan renaissance going on in India. It never made it beyond the border, even though the European Renaissance, its influence went beyond Europe. This kirtan renaissance did not make it outside of India until the 60s. Of course, there was a manuscript that went to Canada in 1896 describing this kirtan. But it didn't actually happen in a tangible way until the 60s. When His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, my spiritual master, the founder of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, came to America and introduced it to the Lower East Side dropout community, who adopted it with great enthusiasm, and it spread into the West Coast and then just went everywhere, all over the world. Came to Australia also. So this movement based on this kirtan is actually a very, very wonderful movement of movement means carrying us to higher levels of consciousness. We're actually hankering for nectar at every minute. The nature of the soul is he always or she always wants to feel very happy and enlivened at every minute. Anxiety is an unnatural state. See, we are taught in this material world that you have to take the good with the bad. If you want to be happy, you have to also agree to suffer. But that's not the actual reality. Anandamayo Bhyasat, the Vedas confirm that joyfulness is the actual nature of the living being. Joyfulness. Complete joyfulness, not partial. Ananda means complete joyfulness. That's the actual nature that we are naturally meant to experience. So, kirtan is the medicine which will cure the anxieties of material existence. It will enable us to taste that nectar. Therefore, we're very happy to chant with you tonight. We're very, very happy to hear this nice kirtan going on. Very uplifting. Revolutionary. Not only having an effect on the person in this room, but actually the vibration. In a subtle way, it's actually going out and influencing all of Brisbane and all of Australia. Actually, the entire universe is influenced. Anywhere where someone is having kirtan like this, it has an impact on the entire universe. It's a very powerful thing. The global consciousness right now, if you look at any newspaper, you can see it's on a pretty low level, the global consciousness. The global unconsciousness. But this kirtan, it's not only within these walls. It has a power to go beyond the walls and actually uplift the entire global consciousness. So the more we have kirtan, we're not only tasting the nectar, diving and swimming in that ocean of bliss, but we're also doing the highest welfare work for the whole world. There's no reason for all this suffering, all this crime, all this terrorism, you know, so much unnecessary violence and cruelties between living beings. If we can get a if everyone can get a taste for this kirtan, this place will become a paradise. The whole planet will become a paradise. In the former times, the Vedic ages, when people were God realized all over the whole planet, the weather was always nice. There was no drought. There was no too much rain. Everything was perfectly balanced. The climate was nice. In fact, in the Satya Yuga, you didn't even have to grow food. Everything grew naturally, and you just meditate all the time. That's all you had to do was meditate. Everything was there. Oh, this was a paradise. It's like the Bible, the Garden of Eden before the fall. This whole planet was a Garden of Eden, see, previous ages. But because we become more and more absorbed in ourselves in a selfish way, you see, not connecting ourselves with God, with the Supreme Consciousness, consciousness levels just come down and down. But now we have the opportunity to reverse the whole trend and actually revolutionize the planet by this kirtan. It's exciting, actually. It's very exciting. Instead of feeling a victim of the modern age, we can actually do something to revolutionize the whole planet just by gathering together and doing kirtan. It's a very powerful, powerful antidote for the poison of modern day materialistic society. This will counteract the poisonous effects of the material society. The greed, the anger, the uncontrolled lust, passion of the modern society. It'll all be cured by this kirtan. So, anybody have any questions? You're already fully self-realized being. Achieve the highest level of perfection. So there's no need to inquire. Everyone's already realized. So you all come, you chant often? You come for this kirtan often? For the first time? How many people are here for the first time for a kirtan? Everyone's come at least before this.
Is this your first time?
First time.
Kirtan is so good. And why is it so
What's
difficult?
That?
Kirtan is so good and so stupid. Then why is it so difficult for everybody to get into chanting?
Why is it difficult for
everybody to get into chanting?
Why is it difficult for everyone to get in? Yeah, we have a tendency to... sometimes people will take kirtan as a spectator sport. I can watch the kirtan and watch others do it. It's very nice. Maybe it's something new and different, little maybe very exotic things. Some people don't want to get anywhere near a kirtan. They're afraid that some brainwashing is going on. It's a brainwash cult. You know. They're going to hypnotize you. And you walk in with blue jeans and a regular shirt, and you'll come out with a shaved head and clay marking. And you know, after the program, you know, you come home. You won't even go home. You just say, you know, call your mother 3 weeks later. Well, guess what, Mom? I've joined the Hare Krishna. Actually, it's not like that. We're not trying to convert anyone. We simply want everyone to, whatever they're doing, whatever you're doing, you remain in that position. But simply add the chanting of the names of God to what you're doing already. That's all. Not that you have to become a traveling preacher like me. If you're a lawyer, remain a lawyer. See? If you're the Prime Minister of Australia, you can, who he is. Maybe you, I don't know. For all I know, you're the prime minister. I'm just visiting you. I'm visiting you. I don't know who the prime minister is. But if you're the prime minister of Australia, you remain the prime minister. Whatever you're doing, you remain in that position. You see, if you're a flute player, you remain a flute player. Whatever you're doing, you remain in that position. But you add kirtan to what you're doing now. This is the ingredient which is missing in the cake of the modern day society. You can have the flour, the butter, the sugar. You can have everything there, but if the baking powder is not there, your cake is going to be flat. So kirtan is the missing ingredient. If you add this to what you're doing right now, you will get elevated, I guarantee it. Your consciousness will be elevated if you regularly chant the names of God. You'll experience enlightenment, tangible enlightenment, spiritual enlightenment. It's like a match has fire within it. Each and every one of you is already a completely spiritually enlightened being. But right now it's covered by the material nature. That's all. This kirtan has the power, just like a laser beam, to burn through all the coverings of the material energy and revive completely, totally, fully, and revive your original natural state of enlightened consciousness. Just by kirtan. So it's a pretty amazing thing, actually. It's pretty amazing. Nothing like it anywhere in the world. Golokera Premadana Hari Namasana Kirtana. One great songwriter in the Bengali language, his name was Narottam Das Thakur. He said that this kirtan, chanting the holy name, it has actually been imported from the spiritual existence, that existence which exists beyond time and space. This is not something that was dreamed up within this dimension of time and space. This is a gift which comes from that dimension beyond time and space that enables us. It's like being in the ocean and somebody throws you a rope. All you have to do is grab onto that rope and you're pulled to safety. So this, the holy name, like a rope, dropped from that higher dimension. All you got to do is grab on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And you carry it in that higher plane, that liberated plane, beyond birth and death. So you may say, well, you know, that's just words. But I can guarantee you, you will submissively try this for a period of time. You will experience it yourself. You will feel how your consciousness is being uplifted into a higher dimension of consciousness. You will experience it. You'll be able to maintain, if you do it enough on a regular basis, you'll be able to maintain that higher level of consciousness 24 hours a day, wherever you go, whatever you're doing, whether it's school, work, family, a traffic jam, or Friday night commute, getting here, pretty rough. But whatever your situation in the material world, if you do this kirtan with focus, chanting the names on a regular basis, you'll be actually able to stay in that fully enlivened state of consciousness 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's no greater achievement than this. No greater position. Bill Gates is nowhere compared to, you know, with all his billions of dollars, he is nowhere compared to a person who achieved this state. It's called Krishna consciousness. Or you can say Christ consciousness. Same thing. Prabhupada called it universal consciousness one time, actually. When you achieve that state, you'll know there is nothing greater that can be gained. It's the ultimate achievement. Nothing in this world will attract you. But it's not that you'll become a recluse. Persons who actually achieve this exalted state of Krishna consciousness, they become even more active in this world. Actually, not that they run away and hide in a cave somewhere. No. They become even more active within this world to share this nectar with everyone. their feelings of compassion towards all living beings become enhanced thousands and thousands of times over, because they cannot tolerate to see persons who are actually spiritually enlightened beings and are now covered by the modes of material nature. They can't tolerate to see that situation. So they want to, such enlightened beings want to go everywhere to plant this seed of spiritual enlightenment in the heart of everyone. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavanji Guru Krishna Prashavipai Bhakti Latadhi. We've actually been rotating in the cycle of birth and death through millions of lifetimes, sometimes the higher planet, sometimes the lower planet. But if somehow we are fortunate to come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master and have the seed of bhakti, spiritual enlightenment, planted in our hearts, then that seed can liberate us from all material difficulties eternally. And the watering process for that seed is to chant regularly. This kirtan process is the watering of the seed of bhakti, which is planted in the heart. So, go on, continue like this, having kirtan regularly. Take good care of the seed of bhakti, seed of devotion. Nurture it. You will achieve the supreme success. Any other question? Any objections? Corrections? New directions? Resurrections? We can have some more kirtan. Yes. Take a little water, yeah.
Is it cold?
It's cold water.
Tummy?
It's cold water.
Yeah, but it's warmed up a little bit. I can handle a little bit. Just a little bit of moisture. It's bad. The doctor said it's bad. I have to let it warm up. I'll put this much in the glass and let it sit for a few minutes, and then it will warm up. Huh? Oh, lukewarm, that's better, yeah. Okay. So everybody's from Australia? You're from Australia? From India? Where in India? Oh, from Madras.
Chennai.
Yeah, we were just in India. We were not in Chennai, we were in Bangalore. Did a series of lectures there. So, everybody else is a native Australian. Are you from? Where are you from? Huh?
France.
France?
Yeah.
Oh. You going to stand English? A little bit?
Understand
it. Oh, that's good. You're visiting or you've emigrated here?
I'm working.
That's a job. You're on a worker's visa. Yeah. So you're native Australian?
Yes, that's it.
Huh?
He's one of the
local. Huh?
I was born in England.
What is it?
He's born in England.
Oh, okay. But you emigrated to...
Yeah, when I was 3. So I'm really Australian.
Yeah, my ears are stopped up. I have laryngitis on the one side, and then my ears are plugged up on the other side. What is this?
I came to Australia when I was 3.
Oh, 3. Your parents came, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, my godbrother, Hari Sara, he came as an adult. He emigrated here. I think a lot of people from the UK come to Australia, don't they? And because it's so crowded there. No, and then when I was in the UK, even when they put us up in a bedroom, there was hardly, you know, the bed took up the whole room. I was thinking, where will we put our suitcase? Because it was, as soon as you open your suitcase, there's nowhere to even walk. It's just, in the UK, everything is very, very tight. It's a small little island, so many people there. I understand the attraction for coming to Australia. There's more room here. You can, and open your arms wide here. UK is very, very packed tight place. Although the people are very nice there. We, our devotees are very jolly. And looking through the ear doesn't work with these kind of cups. All right, so we'll do some more kirtan.